Good morning and welcome once again to the Firm Foundation Christian Church. Our scripture text this morning will be taken from Psalm 61, verse 2. And we'll be focusing on the latter part of that verse. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Now, to get the context of our scripture, we will read the entire 61st Psalm, which is only 8 verses. To the chief musician on a stringed instrument, a psalm of David. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. Selah. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. You will prolong the king's life, his years, as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. So here we have a psalm of David, a psalm of David the king, a prayer for divine preservation, and a praise to God who hears the prayers of and offers eternal protection for those who come to him, trusting in faith. Indeed, eternal life is God's gift to those who trust in the work of Jesus Christ. For Jesus himself has said, "And I give them eternal life." He's talking about his sheep, Christians, you and I, friends. "And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand." The argument there, of course, is if God keeps his children, who is more powerful than God that they might interfere and disrupt that relationship? Our relationship with God is based upon what he did, not what we've done. Thank God for that. And this is why we can sing a song like Amazing Grace with our whole hearts this morning. The sermon proper this morning: lead me to the rock that is higher than I. We're going to draw two broad applications. First, the Lord will lead us if we ask him. And secondly, safety is found in the rock that is higher, which is Christ. And I will prove that to you this morning through the scriptures as well. First, the Lord will lead us if we ask him. This is the prayer of David, the man of God, and the imagery is of a shipwrecked mariner who must find higher ground, lest he be swept out to sea by the raging waves and perish. Each of us are like that unfortunate sailor in the spiritual sense. Sin causes shipwreck. We've been out there on the boat of the world, the boat of the slave master of sin, and all of a sudden we crash into a rock. Unless we cry out to the Lord for divine leading, forsaking our sin, we too will perish. If the boat is shipwrecked, the boat, aptly named sin, emblazoned on the side of it, if we try to jump back on that shipwrecked craft, what's going to happen? We'll perish. Jesus puts it this way: unless you repent of sin being unspoken there, but clearly in the context, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Coming to Christ is done by His grace. It's through faith alone, through belief in Him, through the objective facts of the gospel being believed upon, that Christ paid the penalty for your sin, and that Christ, having done this thing, was buried, and He rose again on the third day, and He lives forevermore in heaven to make intercession for you. Do you believe these things? Then you have a place in heaven. One of the things that accompanies salvation and will be manifested as outward evidence of the inward change that has already taken place is repentance. In other words, if you're not sure, was that a real profession of faith? Maybe I just said that and you said, yeah, that describes me. I praise God for this. But maybe you're saying it half-heartedly. Maybe you're not altogether sure. Well, look for the evidence. Examine yourself whether you be in the faith. One of the things that accompanies salvation in every case is a repentance. A change of God. We take ourselves off the throne and we put God there where He belongs. A change of the will. A change of the heart. A change of the mind. All of these things. Lead me, prays the psalmist. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. The Lord leads us with regard to prayer, saying, ask and it will be given to you. But first, you must let your requests be made known to God. If you seldom seek God's guidance, then you will seldom receive God's guidance. Maybe you seldom receive the guidance of God because you seldom ask, and you seldom seek His objective will by seeking an understanding of His objective truth as revealed in Scripture. There's a reason. There's a reason, friends, why we don't receive the guidance of God in many cases. The Lord leads us in accordance with the Scriptures. How can a young man cleanse his way? Now I speak to all of you teenagers and young men here this morning. I also speak to those who are young in the faith, men and women, applying these same truths to your case this morning. Let your mercies come also to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. So shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me. Do people mock you? Do people make fun of you because you don't go with the flow? You don't go with the crowd? You don't cave to the peer pressure? The world says, that's just a little sin. It's just a little thing. Go along to get along. Right, like the chief of the eunuchs was doing in the Babylonian court. And there were only four men among all of those teenagers who had been brought into exile who dared to follow God. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We're studying through this on Friday evenings. There were only a few who dared to bear the reproaches of men because they were afraid rightly so, are bearing the reproaches of God. Who do you fear? Men or God? And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in your ordinances. So shall I keep your law continually, forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty. If the Son has set you free, then you are free indeed, right? Applying the words of the psalmist in the New Testament truth. For I seek your precepts, and I will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments. And the conclusion of the matter for the child of God is this: therefore, all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right. I hate every false way. Now, we took a journey through Psalm 119 as we investigated what it means to be led by God. All of these scriptures, as is our custom, are printed in your bulletin in the related scriptures section. If you want to take a look at these things later, we don't make you turn there, and we don't put them up on the screen so as not to distract from the actual message and allow the full import of the power of the Word of God. But I do strongly suggest that as you leave this place, you go and you read through these scriptures and you review these things that they might become implanted in your heart. Godly prayers are those that are consistent with God's revealed will. You may have heard the term the canon of Scripture. Anyone hear that term? The canon of Scripture. What the canon means, what a canon is it is something that shoots cannonballs, and sometimes the Scripture will shoot cannonballs at us when we don't listen to the still small voice of God. Sometimes God needs to use a cannonball to get our attention. Amen? For we are a stubborn lot. But the term canon with C-A-O-N-O-N, with only two N's in it and not three, means standard. So it's like the measuring rod regarding truth, kind of similar to the idea of the Hebrew meaning of Torah, the guidance, the standard. Prayer itself and the leading of God must be consistent with God's word, or else one or both are not of God. There's another scripture that I'd like to read to you this morning from the book of Proverbs. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Your mind and your emotions are still prone to sin. Now, positionally, you may be saved. But sometimes, you're still fighting that sin nature, right? Like the Apostle Paul, he describes his own battle with the sin nature in Romans chapter 7, how he wants to do the things of God, but sometimes sin gets in the way. The world, the flesh, and the devil, the adversaries. Therefore, you cannot trust your feelings, but you can trust your God, in whom no sin can dwell. So measure your feelings, your thoughts, and let your prayers be informed by what God has revealed to you through His Word. I'll give you an example of this. Now, I've had women tell me, "The Lord told me I should go and preach and be a pastor." And I will say, no, the Lord didn't tell you that. Well, how do you know? How do you know? I prayed about it. I feel like it's okay. God gave me a piece about it. Well, no, He didn't. It says in God's Word, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11, through 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, clearly that's not God's will for you. God has a plan and a purpose for you within the church, just as He has a plan and a purpose for you, in your life in general, But that's not one of them, because it contradicts God's word. So always when you get a feeling or a leading or a sense that you ought to go forth in a certain way, measure it up against God's word. And if you're not in the word of God, you're not even going to know what that is. And you're going to go flying all over the place. You're going to be like, tossed to and fro by the waves, right? We get that imagery a couple of times in the scriptures. Lead me is a prayer that God will answer. But it is insincere if you intend to go on doing what you want anyways. You know where that leads. Safety is found in the rock that is higher, which is Christ. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Well, that rock is God Himself. David had an understanding of this. But we have even more truth than David in the objective sense. How do I mean this? Well, we have the Old Testament and the New Testament scriptures. We have God's completed, revealed word to us in our laps. And it's readily available. You don't have an excuse. And we know the rock in whom we believe. Jesus Christ, God, the Son. How is it that I say, lead me to the rock that is higher than I? Ought to be applied to us as lead me to the Christ, God the Son, who is higher than I. How is this? Again, we need look no further than the Word of God for our evidence of the Lord. It is written, He is the rock, His work is perfect. For all His ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is He. Jesus, speaking of the wise builder's spiritual house, says that the storms could not shake it. Why? For it was founded on the rock. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. David wrote it. And in the New Testament, it is applied to Jesus Christ on multiple occasions. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. If Christ be the rock, then God the Father has appointed God the Holy Spirit to do the leading. The work of God the Holy Spirit is not to make people flounder on the floor like fools, but to point people to God the Son. Jesus said this, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you." And again, "But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, He will testify of me." So then, Christian, are you without divine aid? Can you really say that there is no one there to lead you when God Himself has promised that He will do it? The triune God, no less, God the Father, who sent God the Son to accomplish the work necessary for your salvation. And while Christ makes intercession for you in heaven, the Holy Spirit is down here making intercession for you on earth. What's better than that? Can't be beat. It can't be beat, the lot of the Christian. Are you at wit's end this morning? Maybe none of these things are really clicking with you. You're here or you're listening via media somehow, and it's not connecting because you're going through something awful. You're going through an awful trial. Pray, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lord. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Are you struggling to overcome sin? And you keep saying, I'm not going to do that same thing again. I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to. And you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again. Pray, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Are you without Christ? Unsure whether you would go to heaven or hell? Then therefore, pray. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Christ came into the world to save sinners, of which you are one. And he lives today. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost. He's able to save to the uttermost. In other words, to the point of no return. Bringing it back to the scripture we quoted at the beginning. No one can snatch you from the hand of God. Those who come to God through him. There's nobody outside his reach. You can come to God through Christ just as easily as the next guy. Maybe you think you're better than the next guy. But you still need Christ because you're still a sinner. Maybe you think you're worse and you're not worthy. Well, I'm glad you think you're not worthy. If this has brought you to a conviction of sin, and to the place where you are now praying, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. But get rid of your pride of thinking that you're worse than everybody else. You're thinking that you're somebody who has somehow functioned in a realm outside of where God can reach you. If you're at bottom, Christ will lift you up. Pray, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, and the Lord promises that the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. Lord, lead me today to the rock that is higher than I. I've made a mess of things throughout my life. As these scriptures came to bear upon my soul, I realized I gotta stop doing that. I've gotta exhibit self-control. I've gotta stop being so lazy in my spiritual life. I've gotta get off the sidelines and into the game. Be a light, like you told me to be, to a dark and dying world. Lord, I need you this morning. I've been wandering around like a sheep with no shepherd. And Lord, today, I accept you into my life and into my heart. If you've prayed the latter prayer on the authority of God's word, you can know that you're going to heaven. We commit these things to you, a great God who hears prayer. We pray in the precious name of He who is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Prince of Life, and Prince of Peace, Jesus. Amen. Thank you.